Ecology 101. If you are not overawed by the palette of a sunset and crystalline stars in a diamond-studded sky, or mountains that once were seabeds shimmering in diaphanous light and rainbows make you shrug, if painted deserts and sculpted canyons and the perfumes and rhyme of the seasons or their absoluteness doesn't give you pause, then look at the trees, not at how beautiful they are full-maned or even in autumn's valedictory splendor, not for the flowers and fruits they produce or the healing plants and herbs still undiscovered, nor for the houses they provide for birds and other wildlife, man included, or for shade, but selfishly as the source of the air we breathe, and justify, if you can, the destruction of the forests. Or look at the oceans and rivers, not for the emotions or sounds onrushing restlessly as the wind and moon command that mirror our own, not for the countless food sources they nourish, nor as the birthplace of life as we know it, but more elementally, as just plain water, understanding, of course, that the human body is mostly water and will die after 4 days without it, and justify, if you can, acid rain. Or look at the dome of heaven we've torn a hole in. Okay, let's see where this goes.